welcome to yet another edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Still Pete, and I will be with you, as is customary, until 7 a.m. Thank you very much to Alex. It's nice to come in to a human being. There hasn't been one much lately. I woke up, got myself moving this morning to Alex. Each DJ here has the responsibility in the morning to wake up the previous DJ. Not directly, not calling and saying, hey, get out of bed, lazy. But on my home radio, which is always tuned to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, I enjoy her show. You hear that, Ryan D of the Music Savage Show? You have an hour. It's time to shower. Hey. It's 19 degrees outside. Remember, in cold weather, most of your body heat is lost through your head. So as Buddy Hackett said, if you get a good hat, you can ski naked. All right, we got a lot of songs for you here today, so let's get on to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Giant step each day. Given. Come on out, Zacchaeus, come down from your sycamore tree. sing, roses are found, dancing. For me, the difference between love and height, why is the same difference between risotto and rice pudding, and the difference between a dog and a stranger? Why is the same difference between children and bullying? Some say they wonder why you bullied me, but I laugh, 'cause I know that you know that we will never, never know why they keep the bullying. So believe, it's forgiven. family.
Just wanted to say thanks for tuning in. I know you have other things to do right now. I'm gonna wash this dark off of you and get back into your day. Well, I appreciate the time you're taking to spend here with me at In You All Along. I just read some kind of funny guide on how to properly keep radio listeners engaged. And it said to make sure that you treat the conversation as a one-on-one conversation between you, the on-air personality, and them, the individual listener. So I am speaking directly to you right now, not to anyone else. So I would appreciate it if I could have your attention right now. Thank you. Probably said something about not talking down to the listener too, but you know, there's a lot to read and I'm a busy guy. We just heard from the legendary Hugh Masekela, who passed away this week at 78 years old. Hugh, I don't know if I have a hand in these things or not, and I certainly hope not, but for the past 3 weeks or so, on my running list of things I'd like to get around to playing, I've had Hugh Masekela. And more than once, putting someone's name on that list has had an unintended result of them not living to when I got their music on the air. I certainly hope that was not the case with Hugh. Hugh Masekela was a legendary South African jazz horn player whose music spans from the 50s to the present day, and really just an amazing body of work with beautiful and expressive and reflective songs with a heavy dose of commentary on the state of life under apartheid and in African life in general. That song that we heard was called African Secret Society. No relation to the secret societies that are in the news today. It is actually about female genital mutilation and the ritual of the African girl being brought into society. And yet so beautiful a song and such a powerful body of work. A big player in the social consciousness of the anti-apartheid movement. Rest in peace, Hugh. Before Hugh, we heard Benjamin Clementine with Phantom of Aleppoville from 2017's I Tell a Fly. Another of the many artists that I have discovered for myself, thanks to this show, because I dig around to see what's coming up this week that I haven't heard of. And what an amazing, another amazing expressive. Oh, man, that song to me was like a big storybook. It was about the analogy of childhood bullying and the traumas which are parallel to the traumas experienced on a larger level by children in war. Beautiful, expansive. All of his work that I've listened to, Benjamin Clementine, really beautiful, very creative. Dig into some. He's playing on Tuesday the 30th at the Berkeley Performance Center also, so if you can, get yourself down there. Ooh, and we opened with Spiritualized, and one of my favorites of theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space from 1997's album of the same title. That was a lot to talk about, so I'm going to go rest my breath and pass you along to Lonely Lisa.
All the years that my youth was spent. In the evening, through a beer glass, she was out of sight to me. Next day out of sight, all I wanted her to be. Last Friday night, she was dynamite, but an early Saturday mess. Someone stole my sweetheart when I passed out, I guess. I said, hello, Saturday morning, how did you get in? Hello, Saturday morning, where's my good-looking friend? A short time ago, you were beauty and grace, till the dawn's early light hit you in the face. Fella should get warning if it's goodbye Friday night. Hello, Saturday morning. The story of my life, the old midnight switch. Meet a beauty in a bar room, wake up with a witch. Now looks ain't everything, it's true, but they help make some things right. And people should change through the years, but not overnight. I said, hello, Saturday morning, how did you get in? Hello, Saturday morning, where's my good-looking friend? A short time ago, you were beauty and grace, till the dawn's early light hit you in the face. Fella should get warning if it's goodbye Friday night. Hello, Saturday morning. I said, hello, Saturday morning, how did you get in? Hello, Saturday morning, where's my good-looking friend? A short time ago, you were beauty and grace, till the dawn's early light hit you in the face. A fella should get warning if it's goodbye Friday night. Hello, Saturday morning. A fella should get warning if it's goodbye Friday night. Hello, Saturday morning.
It's Friday morning today. Hopefully you're not having a Friday morning like Lee Hazelwood's Saturday morning in his 1977 song, Hello Saturday Morning, from his album Moving On. Those of you who have stuck with me through the months and years, technically more than one, here at In You All Along on WMFO, know that I have a dedication to playing every single Lee Hazelwood song gradually when they are exhausted. So will the show, so you guys have some years ahead. Just plan accordingly. Before Lee, we had the Black Keys with Weight of Love from 2014's Turn Blue on the Nonesuch label. And we opened up with Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. The song I've played before, it's a great song, called Reckless from 2017. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, it's fun to say, will be playing tonight, Friday, the 26th, at the Midway down in JP. So those of you who are outside of our listening area, as the Midway is, and can make the trek, or those of you who just happen to somehow manage to bridge the gap between the listening area and range of the Midway, go on down. I love that place. I wish it was closer. You know, right now, I'm speaking over a very timely piece of music, this, of course, being Brass Bonanza, the anthem of the Hartford Whalers. For those of you too young to remember, until 1997, there was a professional hockey team based in Hartford, Connecticut, the beloved, sometimes hapless, Hartford Whalers. And this piece of music by Jacques Isaïe and his orchestra, a Belgian piece of basically off the shelf stock music, which was repurposed for this reason, became their theme song in the 1970s. It's just to remind you that after the Whalers left, another team promised it would move to Hartford. Oh yes, they promised. They had an agreement signed and everything. And on the last possible day, the New England Patriots revealed that they were just using Hartford in order to get a new stadium out of Massachusetts. Remember, people, this Patriots dynasty is built on the broken dreams of the people of Hartford, Connecticut. They're New England too, you know. You can just carry your guilty conscience right on in to this next set and think about what you've done.
but I'll always love you.
From the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Everybody, that was not that was not a joke. I come in here in the morning at a little before six, and I turn everything up really loud because it helps wake me up. And sometimes I turn up the headphones that I'm wearing as I'm talking to you, just to you. Too loud. Just so I can hear myself. And you gotta be careful. The stuff adds up. That set, with that exciting, jumpy set that we closed the show here with today, we just ended with Arms and Ears with their song AstroSurf from 2017's Permastrange album. They will be playing tomorrow night, the 27th at PA's Lounge in Union Square. Before that, we had The Police, 1978's Truth Hits Everybody from Outlandos d'Amor, the first album, and many think the best. Before The Police, we had The Prefab Messiahs from The Man Who Killed Reality, a single from 2017. They have an album coming out very soon, the next few days, and go check it out. Those guys are a lot of fun. And before them, we heard The Posies with I May Hate You Sometimes from 1988's Failure. Those guys will be playing this Friday. That's actually today. We've got some notes scrawled here I'm trying to interpret as I talk to you at the City Winery. I haven't been to the City Winery, but it's a new venue in Boston, and they will be there tonight. And we open up the set with If We Go At All, a favorite here at In You All Along with You Don't Have You from 2017. And those guys will be playing on Sunday at O'Brien's. So much going on, so much local music all the time here in the greater Boston area. Keep listening, keep participating, keep being a part of the great scene that we have here. And I'll keep trying to give you the great stuff that I hear all along here and in you all along on WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for Ryan D and the Music Savage Show coming up next.